Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I have been called by God the Father and Jesus Christ as a soldier of the cross, and I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free if you apply it in your lives by faith. Hebrews 4 and 2 lets us know that the word preached to us will not profit us or benefit us if we do not mix faith with what we hear. Mixing faith with what we hear preached produces an action. If we say that Jesus has come in our flesh to live and he produces no works of righteousness within us and through us, can that kind of faith save us? My beloved brethren, no. Faith without action or a work that demonstrates what we believe has come true is a dead faith or no faith at all. The Holy Spirit tells us this in James 2 and 17. We can hear the truth every day of our lives, but if we do not apply it in our lives by faith and live it out by following the leading of the Holy Spirit, it will not make us free from the law of sin and death. We are saved from eternal death and hell through our faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that alone. But if we truly believe in what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, we will begin to act and think and speak differently as we yield ourselves by faith to that new nature within us. If we don't begin to act and think and speak differently, then our old sin nature is still alive, and we are not truly saved from eternal death. The Holy Spirit in James 2 and 19 lets us know that devils hear the truth of God and they believe the truth. They know Jesus is God, and they even accept the fact that Jesus is their Lord. But they do not demonstrate a saving faith because their belief does not produce a change in what they are. It does not produce a change in what they do, think, and say. Churches of today are filled with these Laodicean-type devils that hear and hear and hear the truth, but they never step out in faith to apply and live out the truth in their lives that they have heard. They know Jesus is God. They confess that he has come in the flesh, and they even accept the fact that he is Lord. And they confess with their mouth that he is Lord. But they never exercise their faith to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to make him Lord. So with their actions, they deny him as Lord. They are close to God with their lips, but their hearts are far from God. What we do, my beloved brothers and sisters, speaks louder than what we confess with our mouth. In James 1, 23 and 24, the Holy Spirit lets us know that the one who hears the word but does not obey or do it is like a man that looks at his old nature in a mirror and sees his wretchedness, but when he goes off and forgets how wretched he is the deceived, wretched, lukewarm, Laodicean Christian who thinks he is rich with salvation, but in reality is lost and damned to hell forever if he does not wake up and repent. These Laodicean-type Christian devils produce no works of righteousness because they refuse to step out in faith and yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit that will crucify their flesh so that the resurrected sinless nature of Jesus can come in their flesh to produce works of righteousness through them. Without producing works of righteousness that can only come from the resurrected sinless nature of Jesus Christ within us, we deny that Jesus Christ has come in our flesh, and we deny that he is Lord over our lives. Our confession that Jesus is our Lord while we are still living in our old sin nature makes a mockery of what Jesus did for us on the cross. My beloved brothers and sisters, I would not have you to be ignorant. God will not allow the sacrifice of his Son on the cross to be mocked. He nailed our old sin nature to the cross. And by us confessing to be saved, while we are continually living out our old sin nature and setting aside all of His commands to live holy and love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, if we do not die to that old nature, we make a mockery of this sacrifice Jesus made. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled by a false salvation and a dead faith that does not change your heart. If you're still doing, thinking, and speaking the way you used to before you confessed Jesus as your Lord, then you are still what you used to be, unsaved and headed for hell, held in captivity to the law of sin and death. Repent and come back to the cross, where the old sin nature must die with Jesus by faithfully following the leading of the Holy Spirit, which changes us into Jesus' image from glory to glory. If we refuse to give up our old sin nature by seeking and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we confess Jesus as our Lord, we are worse than devils, James speaks of in James 2 and 19. At least they fear God. The Laodicean-type Christian devils that fill our churches today have no fear of God whatsoever. They break all of His commandments and laws by following the dictates of their flesh. They hate God by loving the things of this world. And they hate their neighbors by shutting up the bowels of their compassion when they see their needs. They have no fear of God to break all of His commandments to love Him with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love their neighbor as their self. These church-going devils and preachers that they follow break all of God's commands and are deceived and deluded into thinking they are exempt from God's eternal judgment by a false salvation, because they confess Jesus as their Lord with their lips while their old sin nature is still alive in their hearts. The new sinless nature of Jesus Christ has never come alive in them because they have never been baptized in His name into His death on the cross by faith. The Lord has sent me today to tell you the truth that will make you free from eternal death. Let us pray from Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our love for You may abound yet more and more in revelation knowledge and display itself in compassion for others. I pray that we may learn to sense the vital leading of the Holy Spirit and highly prize His excellent ways that are more precious than gold. I pray that we may be unstained by the world's ways and pure in thought, unerring and blameless, so that we may approach the day of Christ's coming with a sincere heart, certain of eternal life, not stumbling in Your ways or causing others to stumble. I pray that we would abound and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which come only from changed hearts that believe that the old sin nature died with Jesus on the cross, to the honor and praise of God Almighty within us, as His glory is manifested and recognized in the sinless resurrected nature of Jesus Christ within us. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I further pray that You would anoint this speaker to speak forth Your oracles, and that You would anoint the ears of the listener to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that You would convict us of sin, righteousness, and eternal judgment, and that You would send forth laborers to water the seed sown today. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, I break all your powers over the listeners. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are saved by faith and faith alone in what Jesus did for us on the cross. We don't have to add any works to our belief in what Jesus did for us on the cross. Jesus did it all for us, and He freely gave it to us. All we have to do is accept it by faith. Jesus lived a sinless life by the power of the Holy Spirit in order to become the spotless Lamb of God. Then, in obedience to the Father's will, He took on Himself all of our sin, and therefore He received in His body all of our punishment for that sin. Jesus, the living Word, who is God, came in the flesh to die for us to satisfy the justice of a holy God, that demands punishment for sin. It was our sin that nailed Jesus to the cross. It was our punishment for that sin that Jesus chose to take on Himself that killed Him. It is our faith in what Jesus did for us on the cross, and that faith alone that baptizes us in Christ Jesus and in His name. We don't have to add anything to that faith to be saved. And the way we stay saved is the same way we got saved, and that is by believing in what Jesus did for us at the cross, and that alone. At the cross, Jesus not only died for us to take away our sin and its eternal punishment, but He also died as us to put to death our old sin nature, so that His sinless resurrected nature could rise up and enable us to walk in the abundant life of His sinless nature under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to live in the resurrected sinless nature of Jesus Christ without the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes to us only by following His leading and by faith in the cross. When we are baptized into Jesus Christ by believing in what He did for us on the cross, we are baptized into His death. That is to say, our old nature died with Jesus and was buried with Him, and when He rose from the dead, we rose with Him to walk in a new sinless nature. There are some brethren that have erred from this one faith in what Jesus did at the cross for us. They have been deceived by Satan into adding other things to the faith in the cross. Some would tell you that in addition to faith in the cross, you have to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus to be saved. My beloved brethren, this is an error, and these ignorant brethren have been used by Satan to spread lies, and they have themselves become enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ by adding works to salvation by faith. I admonish you to repent and come out from among them. By adding works of water baptism in Jesus' name, or any other name for that matter, they are saying that what Jesus did at the cross was not enough. Ephesians 2 and 8 says that we are saved through faith alone. Jesus paid all the price for our sins, and He said, "It is finished." The price was paid in full. These deceived brethren who would add works of water baptism in the name of Jesus, or any other name for that matter, are actually mocking what Jesus did at the cross. In effect, they are saying that what Jesus did for us at the cross was not enough, and you have to add water baptism in the name of Jesus to it to be saved. This is a grave error, and if they do not repent, they will be judged harshly by God. If you have been caught up in this error, I admonish you to repent from believing this lie and come out from among them. Jesus paid it all at the cross, and nothing else is required. The baptism in water is just a symbolism of what happens spiritually to the true believer who has properly placed all of their faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Our old sinful nature by faith was in Christ Jesus when He was on the cross, paying the price for our sins. And our old sinful nature died with Jesus on the cross and was buried with Jesus. And when the price for all of our sins was fully paid, Jesus rose from the dead to live again. And by faith we rose with Him to walk in His sinless, overcoming, abundant life. By faith in what Jesus did at the cross, and by that faith alone, we have become new creatures created in the sinless nature of Christ Jesus. We have risen above the death that was in our old nature to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us not be enemies of the cross, but let us come together in the unity of faith in what Jesus did for us at the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church. You can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.